Erev Tov Rabotai. Okay, so I spoke in Shir about some of the now we're talking about some of the Hashkafic perspectives about filtering devices. Now, I can talk about this until I'm blue in the face, but I'd rather just talk halacha. You know what I'm saying? Everything's poskim based. Everything is, I just want you, not making stuff up and whatever. This is all mevusas in the poskim. There's an Rambam in Ilchot Shuvah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet. He says something very interesting. He writes, Hamistakel ba'arayot. Now again, of the devices, there are many issues with devices. Okay? There's the tzniot issues, the arayot issues, meaning there's the ashkafe issues, there's the bitun Torah issues, there's the kfira issues. You know, there's many different things that we can talk about. Huh? Yeah, Baruch Hashem. You have all gimel averot hamurot in one package. Yeah, it's a vadai. But you know, the Yetzirah knows how to pull it off. In the last generation before Mashiach, the Satan gave it all he's got. And unfortunately, he's winning big time. Like he threw 5,000 years of nisyonot into one phone. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. It's called, if anybody plays football, there's a play called Hail Mary. You know, like when it's fourth down and you have nothing to lose, you just chuck it wherever it goes. That's what the Satan is doing. Anyway, I'm just going to focus more on the tzniut arayot issue of devices. You know, other things can have a different discussion. The Rambam says, "Amistakel ba'arayot ma'ale al da'ato she'en bekach klum." שאומר וכי בעלתי אותה או קרבתי אצלה והוא אינו יודע שראיית העניין מבון גדול הוא. First of all, he says psychology. A person thinks that when he looks at arayot, it's not the biggest deal. Because a person thinks to himself, what did I do already? I didn't touch anybody. I didn't do anything, which is true. You didn't do anything. And because of that, the isur of looking at arayot in many people's minds is justifiable because they didn't do anything. And the Rambam says there can be nothing further from the truth. Why? שגורמת לגופן של העריות שנאמר ולא תטור אחר לבטחם ולכנכם וגורם לעקב את התשובה. מסתכל בעריות leads to the worst forms of physical עבירות. Now even if it doesn't, נניח that when a person looks at עריות, it doesn't lead to ישת איש, let's say it doesn't lead to זרע ובטלה, which inevitably it will, as the Gemara says, ונשמרת מכל דבר רע, זה מהרהר אירועים רעים ביום ובא לידי תומת קרי בלילה. Even if a person doesn't do the actual physical isur, many times just looking and thinking about arayot will lead to re'iyat keri be'onis, which is also considered isur because your thoughts caused it. The person's thoughts caused it. But even more than that, the Rambam in Perek Gimal of Moreh Nevuchim explains, let's say none of that happens. Why is it such a terrible avera to look at arayot? And he explained something interesting. Every person, every human being is formed by two parts. The behami part, person's physical, animalistic part, our bodies, our, you know, tendencies, physical. That's the chomriyut. That's the dirt part of us. And then we have the ruach part of us, the ruchani, which is the intellect, da'at, dibur. These are things that differentiate us between us and animals. Now, when a person physically sins, it's a terrible thing. But which part of our existence did we use to sin? The behami part. When a person sins by what he looks at and by what he thinks about, a person is doing the avera with the ruchani part. And therefore, that is even an even greater affront to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the actual ma'aseh itself, because you're using the part of your being that is ruchani, that's supposed to differentiate us from animals. It's a big deal. That's why the Rambam says, histaklut ba'arayot, hitbonenut, or all sorts of, that's why do you think Chazal said, hirhurei avera kashin me'avera? It's even worse than the avera itself, not only because a person thinks that he's not doing anything wrong, but because of the part of your existence that you're using to rebel against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you this thing to place you on a higher pedestal than the animals, and you're using davka, this faculty, this capacity, to rebel against him. That's how the Rambam explains the basis for the Selacha. Yeah, go ahead. That's true. But over there, the Avira fully manifests itself in the physical realm. Whereas Histaklut and Machshava, like the Hirhurim, there's nothing physical about that. It's all spiritual. And therefore, over there, that's the biggest pigam. I want to read to you a Gemara, famous Gemara in Masechet Baba Batra, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Bet. You need to know this Gemara because it's the basis. I didn't even get to filters yet, but let's talk about this. This is big stuff. I want to tell you a thing. I gave a semi-shmooze, semi-rant in Shir the other day, and somebody came over to me afterwards and he says, Rebbe, I want you to know you inspired me. Right after your Shir, I went to Tag and I got a filter. It's a step towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, today, what exactly do we, in previous generations, there was always a big sacrifice to be Jewish. People had to sacrifice something for their Judaism. You know what I'm saying? For some generations, it was their Shabbat. For some generations, it was their Kashrut, whatever. Can you think about it for a second? In our generation, what are we sacrificing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shabbat's a given. For us, it's pretty easy. Kashrut, Tarat HaMishpacha, you know, true, whatever. None of our mothers or wives are breaking the ice in the lake to go to the mikvah. You know what I'm saying? So think about it for a second. What's our sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What are we giving him? Only technology. That's the only thing in our generation that it's shayach to say that I'm being makriv something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a big deal. But listen to the Gemara. The Gemara brings a pasuk in Yeshaya. Pasuk says, Ve'otzim einav mirot bira. The Navi praises a person who closes his eyes and doesn't look at evil, doesn't look at arayot. Amar b'chiya b'raba, ze she'in mistakel b'nashim b'sha'a she'omdot al ha'kvisa. This is a reference to a person, you know, back in the day, they didn't have washing machines. So how'd they do laundry? They would go to the river, and they would wash it at the river. Now, when women used to go to do laundry, they had like robes or long skirts. They had to kind of pull up their skirts a little bit to do the laundry. So, bizman, it's not the beach, but women were dressed maybe a drop less tsanua than usual when they went to do laundry at the river. And the Gemara says, explaining this pasuk, when a person passes by the river and there are women there that are a little bit less tsanua than usual, a little bit more exposed, and he closes his eyes and doesn't look, ah, that's big. Says the Gemara, time out. What are you talking about? Let's say a person needs to go from point A to point B. Okay? He's somewhere, he needs to get home. If there's another way for him to get to where he needs to go and not have to pass the riverbank, and he passes by anyway, even though there's another way to go, he's considered a rasha, says the Gemara, even if he doesn't look. Why? What's the rasha? Why are you walking there? You don't need to be there. You have an alternate route. If the Gemara says, if you have an alternate route, even if you didn't look, you're already at a shop. Okay? Ideleka darka achrita, anusu. And if there's no other way to walk, this is the only way, then I'm anus. What do you want from me? Why am I closing my eyes? Says the Gemara, Le'olam deleka darka achrita, v'afilu achim mi'v'ile le'minas nafshi. The Gemara says, really, we're talking about a situation that there is no other way to walk. There is no other path. And yet, he's got to push himself to close his eyes. There's two basic approaches in the Rishonim to explain this Gemara. Rashbam and Meiri. the Meiri understands the Gemara Kipshuto, that the Pasuk is telling me that even when there's no other way, I have to pass this river bank, whatever, even though there's no other way, I must close my eyes. And that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach me. It's a chova. The Rashbam, on the other hand, on this Perush Gemara, he says a little bit different. I'm going to read to you the language of the Rashbam, and you tell me what he holds. Yeah, people, we're good? Kol hakoach. Monday's over. Baruch Hashem. Now, the Rashbam says, Anusu, im istakel derech alichato, ve'onis rachmana patre, ve'lama zikiko ha-katub le'atzim einav, de'mishtabach bikra, sham'ein et zikiko ha-katub le'atzim. The Gemara says, if the Rashbam explains the Gemara, if there's another path to go, why do I have to close my eyes? I'm Anus, I got to walk this way, so why are you forcing me to close my eyes? To which the Rashbam explains the answer to the Gemara, leminas nafshe, le'atot einav litzad acher, which means I have to push myself to look in the other direction, v'ayinu de'mishtabach bekra, de'ianas nafshe, chasid hu, which means that if he pushes himself to look in the other direction, he's considered a chassid. Which means what? The way that Rashbam understood the Gemara, if there's no alternate route and I'm passing by the river, meikara din, what would be the halacha? I would be able to look. To look away in that situation is called a chassid. Whereas the Meiri explains the Gemara, that the Gemara is telling me, the Pasuk teaches me that I must look away. No, the Rashbam explains the Pasuk is talking about midat chasidut, in this situation where there's no alternate route, and I don't look, I'm a chasid, which means meikar adin, even if I didn't, I would be considered anus and not a rasha. Two basic things in the Yishurim. Wait. There's an interesting Rambam in Perek Kaf Aleph Milchot Isurei Bi'ah, as well as Maran HaShulchan Aruch in Ibn Ezer Siman Kaf Aleph. Both of them say exactly the same Lashon. They both say, here we go. Thank you. Asur leistakel benashim b'sha'a shehen omdot al hakvisa. Simple. Rambam and Maran both say, it's asur to look at women when they are standing at the river doing laundry and they're not dressed properly. Zero hityachsut to whether there's an alternate route or not. Which way does that mean that Rambam understood the Gemara? Huh? Meaning, chova or chasidut? From the fact that the Rambam and Maran don't differentiate whether there's another path or not, they say if there's another path, anyways you're a rasha. And even if there's no other path, it's a sort to look anyway. You have to look away. Now, there's an interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe. Igrot Moshe, Ibn Ezer Chilek Aleph Siman Nun Vav. Rav Moshe. Now, Ibn Ezer Aleph Nun Vav. Rav Moshe was asked the following question. We know, again, this is a totally, totally different discussion, but going to a mixed beach. Okay? Now, anywhere outside of Israel, there's no such thing as I shouldn't say that. Maybe in like Saudi Arabia or whatever, there's separate beaches. But anywhere out, in general, in Western society, there's no such thing as a separate beach. You can have a secluded part of a beach, that's a totally different discussion. But all of the poskim, all poskei zmaninu, Maran Zichron Berachah, Rav Moshe Shevet Halevi, Rav Sternbuch, Minchat Yitzchak, everybody, hands down, they all say there is zero heter to go to a mixed beach. That's like the most obvious thing in all of Judaism, but I guess it needed to be spoken about and written about, and it was. Okay? Good? Pashut? Okay. Rav Moshe was asked, what happens if a person needs to go to a beach for health purposes? He needs it for the health. He needs the sun or the wind, I don't know what. The doctor said, you need to go to the beach for your health, and there's only a mixed beach. Rav Moshe was asked that question. What's halacha? So Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, interesting, he says, well, according to the Rashbam's interpretation of the Gemara, that if there's no alternate path, it's only a midat chasidut not to look, and meikar adin would be okay, in this situation that we're describing, where the guy must go there for his health, and there's no other way, there's no separate beach, he doesn't live in Israel, there's nothing else he can do, that's like no alternate route, and therefore he wants to say that according to the Rashbam, Ikar HaDin, it would be mutar for him to go and just, you know, try not to look. That's Rav Moshe's angle. Maran Zichrono Livracha, in Yechavedat Chelekei Siman Samach Gimel, vehemently disagrees with the Rashbam, with Rav Moshe. And he says, Ma pitom, the Rashbam was talking about, first of all, how do you bring a raya from the Rashbam? The Rashbam is talking about a case where the guy's passing by the riverbank. He's not going to the beach, and therefore what? Even if he glances, it's fleeting. Rav Moshe was asked about a situation that the guy wants to go to the beach. There's no, meaning, even if you're not closing your eyes and you're just walking by the, let's say the boardwalk, we'll call it, can you look away? Do you have to focus on it? No. But if you're going to the beach, what's that? There's no way you're not looking. And Maran Zichron Berachah wants to say, first of all, it's a machloket, and Rav HaPoskim hold against the Rashbam. And who says the Rashbam would even agree to what you're saying? The Rashbam is talking about where it's fleeting, you're walking by, going to the beach, bar minan. And therefore, Maran Zichron Berachah says, even for medical purposes, asur, sorry, find something else. Buy your own private beach. Or, by the way, I've spoken about this before, I did this one time when I was in L.A. If you drive down PCH, drive, eventually, that Pacific Coast Highway that's driving down the ocean, you can find, again, there's no isur, there's an isur to be at a beach when it's mixed and there are people there. Lefi halacha, if you find a secluded place where nobody's there, even if it's not officially a separate beach, as long as nobody's there, it's a mutar. You can do that. Huh? You have to know. If it's, we'll put it this way. Again, it depends on the situation, but I would say if it's a private beach and you're far enough away that even if people pass, you know, sometimes you're far enough away that you can't even, they look like a speck. You know what I'm saying? So make a din that would be mutar, if you're able to do that. Or even on a public beach, and there's nobody around, you know, sometimes people do that. From people, you go really early in the morning, and it's off season, whatever. Or when it's cold, go to the beach when it's cold. Lech. Yeah, anyway. But why go in there is Isurim? So Maran Zichron Berachah very much disagrees with that Rav Moshe. Rabotai, let's go to devices for a second. Using this sugya, plug it in. No pun intended, but yeah. L'chaim Baba. Now, nowadays, there's a lot of excuses why people don't or put off getting filters on their devices. Okay? I need it for work. It's going to slow down my device. I don't need it. You know, it's really a yeshiva bachur issue. It's not, I'm past that. All sorts of terutzim. The people with the most terutzim are doing the most arayot. Remember that. I don't want to say arayot malash, but isurim chamurim me'od. The more excuses you have, that's usually the way it works. Now, since there are ways, now I'm not even talking about, I don't want to talk about Israeli standards right now, because in Eretz Yisrael, the Haredis, it's a totally different, I'm not going there. I'm talking about basic American Jewry standards. Is this yes or no alternate route? Bevadai shekin. There's filters for every level of religiosity. You know, you can even personalize your filter. Therefore what? If a person has an unfiltered device, even if he never looks at something inappropriate, according to all of the poskim in the Gemara, Baba Batran Nun Zayin Amud Bet, Ech Korim Lo? Rasha. There's Darka Achrita. So you're not even allowed to walk there. Which means even if you walk there and you didn't see anything, you close your eyes, just being there is an Rasha. Furthermore, the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Chaim Kanievsky and others, they take it a step further and they say that there's an Isur Yichud
to be secluded with an unfiltered devices, with an unfiltered device. The same isur yichud that applies with a woman, you know, sof kiddushin, right? Pe aleph, right? Even Aiza Siman Kavbet, that sugya, they attach it to unfiltered devices as well. It's a big deal. I think based on, there's no heter to be without any sort of filter. And it's not an age thing or a level of religiosity thing. It's for young people and old people and everybody in between. It's for yeshiva bachrim and professionals. Do you know how many professionals I know? I'm not exaggerating right now. I know it on the top of my head. At least five, okay, multi-millionaires, some even billionaires, that run multi-million dollar industries with a flip phone. They don't use a smartphone. It's hard to believe, but I know it. I can name you. I can name them, but I won't. Flip phone. Phone calls, text messages, shalom. That's it. Not only because of the tznius thing, just because there's many other things that these devices do to people. They shut people down and make them mashed potato brains. So apparently, you know, take it from the millionaires, right? There was such a, I heard a story, there was such a chilul Hashem. I don't want to say where or what, but there was some, we'll call it a Jewish school, somewhere in the area. You know, the Gdolim, for years, have been speaking about the dangers and the Isurim associated with unfiltered devices and stuff like that. Years. Yeah, everybody knows, it's common knowledge. And yet there was a certain school, a Jewish school, that didn't impose any rules. They had no restrict, you know, whereas in our circles, we'll call it, most schools have technology policies, correct? For elementary, middle, high school. This school, Beshita, did not. No, we're more advanced. We know how to handle it. Zero policies. Last year, New York State put out a study about the detriment of technology and whatever. Now, I don't know if you're aware of the news, but there's laws being passed around the world limiting social media for minors. Australia just passed away. It's even among goyim, they get it. But New York State put out a study last year, and after the study came out, this school, now we're going to institute guidelines for technology. Is a busha, is a chilul Hashem, is a rishayim. When Gedolei Yisrael tell you something, and you see the danger, no, you know better than. But then New York State, you better be in love with New York State. You know, the same people who are still in love with COVID, you know, COVID lovers. You know what I'm talking about? They love the masks and the glove, social distance. They still love it. Never ended. The people who cannot separate themselves, madly in love with COVID and with New York State and California State, because they know best. New York State and California, they know what Am Yisrael needs better than anybody else. Is it Torah? Is it Am Yisrael? Look at the Shas. Look at the Poskim. Look at the Gdolei Ador. Look what they're saying. There's a no. New York State. Aha, now there's something to it. Chilul Hashem, ayom v'nora. You know what I'm talking about? In your imagination, are you conjuring up the kind of school? Bushot. Mamash. You see the words of the poskim. Yikad darka achreina, nikra rasha. What do you think the Gemara is? There's a nafkamina, rasha. Rasha mamash. Oy rabotai, there's halachics here. Ze lo pashut. Everybody should do their own ishtadlut and be mechazik the people around them. It's not a itza. You know, sometimes the Gemara says, itza tova kamashma'alan. This is not itza tova. Halacha psuka. That's what it is. In omdim leitpalel, ela mitoch halacha psuka. This is it. Rabbi Isai, that's it. לילה טוב.